Watertown Mayor Joe Butler is choosing not to run for another term this year. And as WRVO's Payne Horning reports, he's throwing his support in the race to a former colleague on the Watertown City Council.
After 4 years as mayor and 8 on the city council, Butler says it's time for a break so he can focus on his family and career. Butler says he's proud of his role in maintaining the city's fiscal strength during his term while also investing in city infrastructure, like roads and sidewalks, and the $10 million Watertown won from the state in 2017 to improve its downtown.
You know, the revitalization of the downtown area, I think that's come a long way, and that'll continue to improve. That's been a big part of why I wanted to run for mayor.
Butler says the next administration will need to address the imbalance between the city's costs and revenues. That's one of the reasons he's endorsing Jeff Smith, someone he says will be fiscally conservative. Smith, a physician's assistant and business owner who formerly served in city and county government office, says he would fight against waste if elected, like refusing the state's order for Watertown to build a new courtroom. He's critical of the current council's decision to spend on projects like replacing the old Thompson Park pool, while at the same time balancing the budget with the city's reserves.
You can't keep going back to the fund balance because you're going to drain those resources, we're going to lose our bond rating, and you're going to slip back to the old days where we're boring for police cars. That is just fiscal irresponsibility.
City Councilor Cody Horbaz, who is also running for mayor, says the investments the city has made in recent years, like the Thompson Park pool and other improvements around town, are signs that the city is on the rise.
We've seen a ton of investment in our downtown. We've seen dozens of new businesses open their door in the last 3-4 years, and I want to continue that progress, and I will promote initiatives that foster that growth.
If elected, Horbaz says he would advocate for more policies to stimulate the growth of small business and the creation of a new city website that's easier for the public to use. Former city council candidate Cliff Olney and business owner Allison Crossman are also running for mayor. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.